Let's turn in our Bibles to Numbers and chapter 10. In Numbers chapter 10, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 36. Numbers chapter 10, we'll read verses 1 through 36. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps. When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. But if they blow only one, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall gather to you. When you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east side shall begin their journey. When you sound the advance the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall begin their journey. They shall sound the call for them to begin their journeys. And when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but not sound the advance. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God." Now it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journeys. Then the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. So they started out for the first time according to the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. The standard of the camp of the children of Judah set out first according to their armies. Over their army was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Zuar. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. Then the tabernacle was taken down. And the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out carrying the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their armies. Over their army was Elizur, the son of Shedur. Over the army of the children of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy things. The tabernacle would be prepared for their arrival. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set out according to their armies. Over their army was Elishama, the son of Amminahud. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Then the standard of the camp of the children of Dan, the rear guard of all the camps, set out according to their armies. Over their army was Ahizur, the son of Amishaddai. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pegel, the son of Ochran. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus was the order of march of the children of Israel according to their armies when they began their journey. Now Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are setting out for the place of which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel." And he said to him, "I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives." So Moses said, "Please do not leave. Inasmuch as you know how we are to camp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, indeed it shall be, that whatever good the Lord will do to us, the same we will do to you. So they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp. So it was, whenever the ark set out, that Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." And those are God's words. So here, after we heard last Lord's Day, after a year of being at Mount Sinai, since the book of Exodus, this chapter is the end of their time at Sinai. But the beginning, we see the instructions for making and using these silver trumpets. These trumpets, of which were only two in number, there's only two of them, were to be used to summon Israel. Blowing both trumpets would call all of Israel, and blowing one trumpet would call the leaders, the elders from the heads of each of the tribes, to come before Moses and Aaron. And then they were also used in a different sort of trumpet sound, a different call to sound the advance of all the tribes as they followed the glory cloud that led them. And those who were to blow the trumpets were the Aaronic priests, or Aaron's sons. And these trumpets were also, verse 9, used in a time of war to sound the alarm. And doing so, they would be remembered by the Lord and be saved. And then they were used in worship a few times a year during feasts, being a remembrance of the feast's significance. And this teaches us, as we think of the New Testament, Peter showed that we are like Israel in this way, that they were going out into the wilderness as strangers in a foreign land. They're in the wilderness. They're not home. And Peter brings that up when he talks about the aliens or strangers in a foreign land seeking our home. And so as he uses that language, he talks about the elect, those who are chosen, that they are exiles, aliens on their way to glory. God's people, this place is not our home. The earth is not our home. Our home is with the Lord for all eternity. That's the inheritance we even read in the call to worship. That's the inheritance we've already received. That's our home. And Philippians 3 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And then the rest of the passage is the history of the first time Israel left Sinai by the blowing of the trumpets, and how they went out, how they broke the camp, and each of the tribes went as they had been commanded in their different, three in the front, towards the east, and three in the south, three in the west, three in the north, three of those tribes on each side, and then the Levites in the middle, the sons of the Kohathites carrying the tabernacle and the ark. And then we see Moses' father-in-law. Moses' father-in-law called Moses to follow him. But Moses knew the command of the Lord. And that's what we see throughout Numbers. They keep obeying the command of the Lord. And Moses refused. And that he invited his father-in-law to follow with Israel. Moses knew that he had to follow the cloud. All Israel was to follow the cloud. But he pleads that his father-in-law would come and follow Israel, which shows, even in that point, that there's evangelism taking place. Moses is evangelizing. He's saying, be with God's people. Even as he's a Gentile, he's not part of Israel. He was a Gentile. He's calling people, calling his father-in-law to come and follow the church, Israel, that is, the Lord. And then the summary at the end of Israel, departing and their travels. Verse 13, we heard that Israel started out for the first time according to the Lord's command. And this instructs us, beloved, as the church, that as pilgrims, as strangers on the earth, our lives are to be lived out by faithfully following the direction and commands of the Lord just as He commands them. And because, again, He is our great God, He's provided us with His Word, and so we have His commandments. We are able to follow Him because we have been given His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. If we do not follow His Word, if we don't follow His command, then we will be wandering aimlessly in the wilderness that they were. And so we are to follow His Word and be brought home, as it were. Well, let's pray. Our gracious Father, we are thankful this morning for your word. We're thankful for your commands. That here we see the command of the two trumpets, which is really for the people of Israel, the beginning of musical instruments as the people of God. And it was used to summon people and to declare war and when to move. And we're thankful for that knowledge that you, even from Peter, that you are bringing us, just as you brought Israel to the land of Canaan, the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, that you are doing so spiritually with us, because we know that we are not home yet here, but our home is in heaven with Jesus, in which we await as we are citizens of heaven. By your mercy and grace, you have given us that privilege. Father, we ask that you would watch over us as the church, as we go out from here, as we work to obey you and desire to obey you, to worship and serve you. We ask that you would help us by your Holy Spirit to guide us, just as the cloud, the glory cloud guided Israel through the wilderness. We pray that you, through your Holy Spirit, would guide us through this wilderness of this life. And in this life, we know there are many struggles. There's many struggles spiritually in our hearts, in our minds, in our desires, even in our emotions. Father, we ask that you would help us by sanctifying us and cleansing us of our sin and turning us to you from our sin. Because you are the great God who's given us all things, even in Christ, the gospel, you've given us the sacrifice of Christ for us. You've given us the righteousness of Christ for us, both in his active and passive obedience, or active and passive righteousness. And Father, we are thankful, as we studied in Sabbath school, we're thankful for this atonement of Christ dying for us, the substitutionary atonement, and that dealing with the law that we've broken and the law that we've failed to keep, that Christ fulfills everything completely in your law for us, even what we've broken. And so he died for our sins, our breaking of the law. Father, we ask that you would encourage us and comfort us in Jesus Christ and in your eternal plan and your eternal decrees that we'll hear about this morning when we talk about and hear about predestination from your word. We ask also for Lillian's sister, that you would heal her. She is still in the hospital. We ask that you would heal her body. We ask further that you would give her faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And for her mother as well, we pray that as her mother has traveled to be with her, we pray that you'll give her strength. And then we, Father, we pray for Lillian herself, who's having trouble with her eye. We ask that you would heal her eye. We pray for myself and my family, Oliver and Ezekiel, that you would heal our bodies, that you would give us strength, and that you would allow us to continue today worshiping you. And for my sons, that you would heal them so they will be with us next Lord's Day, Lord willing. Father, we ask that you would be with Jeannie, who's not here this morning. We ask that you would also watch over her and give her strength. And then, Father, we pray for the Nichols family and Kendall and Carla Michelle as they're gone. Pray that you would bless their time with their daughter and son-in-law and their grandchildren. And Father, we ask that you would give them safety in their return as they return soon. Father, we ask that you would also be with Deanne, that you would strengthen her as well, that she would be with us this next Lord's Day. And then for Russ's mom, his mother, that you would strengthen her body. We're thankful for her strength of desire and to be able to do what she's been able to do. We're thankful for that. We ask that you would, though, give her feeling back in her legs and feet, and help her not to fall and get injured. We pray that you would give her strength of mind and body, just as we pray for all of us. And above all of those things, more than we pray for our bodies and pray for our minds, we pray that you would spiritually grow us in faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you would work out your plan in our lives, and that we would trust your plan. We would trust the circumstances that we have to go through in accordance with your providence. Sometimes you bring about good providences, sometimes you bring about dark providences. We ask that we would remember your promises at all times, and remember your comforting promises, and that you are always with us, and you never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, we ask that you would strengthen us in that way. And then, Father, we ask for we pray for our government, those in ruling over us and authority over us. Father, we ask that you would turn them to yourself, that they would bow the knee to Christ, and they would kiss the Son, that they would bow to Christ in all things, even in their lawmaking, even in their ruling and governing and judging. Father, we ask that you would cause them to rule with righteous rule and godly rule, according to the commands and the principles we find in Scripture. Father, we live in a wicked nation that hates you. We live in a nation that spurns your name, rebels against you, has broken all of your commandments, and they don't care. They have played the fool. They have said there is no God. Father, we ask that you would turn them to yourself. You are our only hope from a great judgment that we deserve as a nation. And so, Father, we ask that you would show mercy to the few righteous who remain. You would show grace to your church and give us the right things to do, the right things to proclaim, that is the gospel, and even calling all people to yourself. We ask that you would grow our church, the church, and our congregation, that your name would be spread throughout all the kingdom and throughout all the world, and that you would bring down those who try to destroy your people and judge them with swift justice at your timing. Father, in all these things, we put all of our dependence upon you. And may you be our full satisfaction in all things. In Christ alone, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.